Hi, it's Mick Hogan here in Audioboo. Just standing by the weir at the park, I noticed that across the bank, like last year, although I think this year even earlier, a daffodil bulb, it's a big clump, already 7-8 inches tall, below a tree. Crazy stuff, crazy weather. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. About 10 days to, yeah, over 10 days ago, I was hit with an adware bug virus, beastly. It, being adware, it obviously didn't affect the running off my Mac desktop computer. Everything else was absolutely fine. And they're not malicious, just bloody annoying. But I couldn't get rid of it. And how it would manifest itself if you've never had an adware bug is that, say, you opened up, now I use Google, well, on my Mac I use Google Chrome, whereas on my iOS devices I always use Safari, but on the desktop I find that Chrome is quite a bit superior to Safari. So what happens is, say you open a tab in Google Chrome, that tab may open okay. So say you're looking for something, it may even be YouTube. So you open up the YouTube page and then you go, you type in what you're looking for, or maybe you've already got some saved stuff or favourites or your history, and you click on what you want to play. And what will happen then is it will open up another tab with the page that you're already looking at. So that's it. That becomes the additional tab, and the tab you're already on would be the adware, malicious adware. And it could be any kind of stuff. It could even be one advising you that you have adware and to click this to download to, yeah, etc, etc. And it was so damn frustrating because it usually takes, or it took me, usually 3 attempts. So what I would do is I learned how to click on something. No, I didn't learn how to click on something, I already knew how to do that. Clicking on something, I watched my tabs, and as soon as I saw another tab open, behind or in place of the tab I already had, I knew right away it was going to change from what was titled in the tab to something else. And I would just close that down, you know, Command W and close that page down. That left you with the original page that you had, so as it was, so then you've got to go and click it again, and it would probably happen a second time, so you close it down again. And then on your third attempt, I was usually lucky in the third attempt, for some reason or other, it seemed to ignore that and let you go on with things normal. But having said that, it happened with everything, every tab, every page. You clicked on something. I think the only ones that I never got any problems with were Twitter and Audio Boom. I think Audio Boom was okay. Twitter was definitely okay. But YouTube or any of your other surfing tabs,
right.
Yeah, would get hit. So a number of days ago, I tweeted about this, and I was fortunate to get a reply from Ernie, who is at Ermander. And I hadn't even been in conversation by any means but with Ernie for a long, long while. But obviously he was still there watching. I'm pleased to hear that, actually, Ernie, if you'll hear this one. So Ernie suggested a free program called Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, for bugs, viruses and stuff like that. And I'm sure that Sarah, who is at Sarah on Audioboo, uses Sophos as well, but she used a different one, and I think Ernie was saying, look, use the Sophos Home version. It's free, and it's designed particularly for home PCs, not business or multiple accounts. So I downloaded that, and I set it off searching. Took ages to go through. In fact, I think it was 1 million, so many 100,000 files I had to go through. Took it ages, so I just left the Mac alone. And then it came up with a bug that only one, it only found one, But when I asked it to clear that bug, it couldn't do it, and it advised me to go to a web page and to follow the instructions, and I couldn't figure it out because what it was telling me to do, I couldn't even find a reference to the code or the name. So basically I was left with this adware. And so yesterday, sitting in my big chair in the evening with my iPad as normal on my lap, I went looking to see if there was another means of doing this, and I came across this program, a free program for home users, and originally it was called Adware something. I can't remember what the rest of it was, but it was Adware something. But the new version is called malwarebytes.org. And I read the reviews, people putting in reviews about this particular program, even before it changed its title, saying it was a brilliant piece of software that you could download, and of course people stating that they had this and that, and it cleared them brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly. So I was quite enthused about that. So I went ahead last night. I took time out from sitting in the big chair. Yeah. Went and sat in another chair in my study. And I downloaded that, and it's the home version now. It's malwarebytes.org. MalwareBytes, all one word. malwarebytes.org. And so I downloaded that. It's got a very fast download. It has a very small footprint as well. And I locked it into my taskbar on the Mac screen, so I knew where I could find it at any time. Now, what you can do with this is you can set it to auto, where it will automatically search, or you can set it to manual. So in other words, only when you want it to search for stuff. So I set it off immediately after doing an update on the particular on the app, which it advises you to do first off is to do an update on. It's not so much an update on the software or the program, but an update on its register of files for adware and malware. That only took about a second and a half, I think. And then I set it off, and very, very quickly it came back with three. It found three files that were malicious. There were names that only one I could relate to adware. The other two, I have no idea what they were, but they didn't seem relevant to anything else. So I clicked on the button to say, sort that slot out, get rid of it. It was gone in seconds. But it involved the restart of the computer. It doesn't always involve that, depends on what the malware and adware is. But in this case, it advised me after I had cleaned them out to restart my computer. So I did, it's not a problem. It's always good for a computer anyway, even for a Mac. It's good to restart now and again. Came up and absolutely brilliantly. Nothing. Clean. Zippo. This morning I double checked, open page. I was opening tabs. Just for the hell of opening tabs. It's going to jump back in, but it's not. So whatever it was, or whatever they were, those three, they've gone. And I've now got this another wee program to look after, in particular the malware and adware stuff. And I have the Sophos Home for the more serious stuff, which Macs hardly ever get. But I've got it now anyway, because it's free, because it's a home version. If you've got a business or you've got multiple accounts, you can pay, I don't know what it is. There's an upgrade that you would pay for to allow you to cover in business or cover, as I said, multiple devices. But I have to say that the Sophos done its job. It didn't find anything except this one file, which it couldn't get rid of, which is a bit strange, but there you go. It maybe just meant it needed another type of file to delete it. But having said that the Malwarebytes program actually found three malicious stuff in there. So I have to recommend it, I have to say that. to be perfectly honest, I've never been hit. 2007 model Mac desktop, iMac, 2007 model, and I've never ever either. I've never ever had a bug or virus. Yeah, sure, now and again. Hi. Now, sure, now and again, it gets a bit, you know, you know something's wrong. You know it's just not reacting as quick as it should be. So a quick restart usually fixes it out. So in all those years, I've never had anything, and this is the first time. And it's probably because I clicked on some advert somewhere on a web page, which I've probably done 1,000 times, but this one just happened to be the bugger, the beastie. Anyway, if you're interested in stuff like that, if you're, may even be worth getting, just to be honest. You could always set it up to automatically check in the background, and then if anything nasty tries to get in, it's going to pick it up, sort it out for you. So there you go, a recommendation for malwarebytes.org. Probably stuff for now. If I remember, I'm going to tag them in this, so that hopefully they'll get a wee mention. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. See you, bye.